Tonight's shiur is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas Ethel Esther Bas Yehuda Leib. Right, it was Leon Wells' mother. The Shama should have an Aliyah in Shemayim. It's verse of the Talmud Torah. Okay, so we've been discussing different aspects of the Ptur Erva B'Yibum. Again, this what we mean by that is the Mishnah here. We're not finished with the old Maamar Kofos, by the way, so we just want to keep... We'll be using both. But we'll be going back and forth. As we discussed, the Mishnah here on Daf Beis Amud Aleph establishes that there are 15 cases of Erva, which, if one of the wives of the deceased brother, which is the context for Yibum, happens to be one of those 15 relationships. So as we discussed, not only she, but also, according to Beis Hillel, that whole group of wives in the days before the family of Rabbeinu Gershom, where there was more than one wife, where there could be more than one wife, that whole group would be exempt from Yibum and Chalitz. Chamesh Esrei Nashim Pturos Tzoroseyen, the Tzoros Tzoroseyen Min HaChalitza Min HaYibum. Ad Sof HaOlam. So that's what we've been discussing. We've been discussing in particular what this din depends on. And that's what we're going to continue to discuss because it's a big topic here in the first parak. One possibility being that the issue is a clash between two different principles. There's a mitzvah of Yibum on the one hand, motivated by Lahakim Lahakim Shem Bi Yisrael, whatever that means, whether it means literally to produce a child that is somehow linked to the mace, or that is kind of a broader idea of having a legacy or continuity or assuming the responsibility of the brother's marriage, even if there's no actual opportunity for children. That seems to be a very clear machlokas rishonim. But whatever that idea is all about, that represents a mitzvah saseh and a chiyuv and an imperative. And the question is, one approach is that the problem is when that conflicts with the counter pressure of an iser, and there are rules about how you break such a deadlock, including what we call ase do chalos ase rules. Ase do chalos ase, ein ase do chalos ase sheish bo kares, ein ase do chalos ase vi ase, and so on. So the point is, one way to look at the Mishnah and the din of the Mishnah is that you can't do Yibum when you encounter Erva, because Ein Aseh Do Chalos Aseh Sheish Bo Kares. And hopefully tonight we'll see the beginnings of that in the Gemara itself. The other possibility is that it's more of what I called an internal problem, or an internal limit. Namely, the whole idea of Yibum, to begin with, is precarious, because normally you encounter Eish HaSach, which is an erva. The Torah here is telling you to do a mitzvah, but one way to understand it is not simply the ends, you know, justifies the means, meaning L'Hakim L'Hakim Shem Bi Yisrael will justify violating, you know, the dinim of erva or znus. But rather, the other way to look at it is in the context of the opportunity L'Hakim L'Hakim Shem Bi Yisrael, not to compete or to betray your brother, but on the contrary, to, in the most extraordinary act of chesed, right, to further his legacy and his continuity, so we take something which would otherwise be a terrible breach of loyalty, and it's turned into the opportunity of a davar shebikdusha. But that can only be if the circumstances are right, and part of the circumstances being right is that we not be encountering erva. So it isn't so much per se ein ase do chalos ase sheish bo kares, although sometimes it may express itself that way. It's the idea of erva itself being an inappropriate form of kiddush, of yibum shel kiddusha. So this is what we've been discussing. Last week we talked about Tosfos here on Gimel Amud Beis, which the Gemara and the afterwards of Tosfos, which discusses the problem of Psara Sota. We'll speak more about it. Namely, a very fascinating situation. What happens if the deceased brother had trouble in his marriage? His wife was unfaithful, a Sota, and he had more than one wife, let's say, but one of them was unfaithful. So the position of Rav on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph is simple reading of it in many cases is that tzaras sota is excluded from yibum and chalitza. The sota herself is certainly excluded from yibum and chalitza. Even the co-wives of the tzara of the sota, which is tzaras sota, even they are excluded from yibum and chalitza. Tumak sivde karayos. That's the language of the Gemara. Now, what's particularly fascinating about that case is that there is no kaive krisos. In other words, the Isra of sota lebala is either a mitzvah sasei or a lav. That's actually a debate later on in the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph. There seems to be this Yud Aleph on the base. There's a debate whether you violate a lav or you only violate a mitzvah sasei. There's certainly no kares in sota. Moreover, the yabam, right, is not the prohibited party. That's all the cases of the Mishnah, the 15 arayos, are cases where the yabam encounters, right, a candidate for yibum, right, who is prohibited to him, and he would have to violate in order to fulfill this mitzvah which he's doing in order to further the interests of his brother. In the case of tzara sota, we're dealing with the opposite problem. The brother had an Isur Sota, but he died before he divorced her. He doesn't have, meaning the Yavam, doesn't have any Isur Sota. And nonetheless, the Gemara says that this halacha, Tumak Sivbo Karayos, will dictate not only that she cannot be Misyavemes, but it sounds like there's no Chalitza either, and that there's a din of Tzara, which is a huge expansion. So there's no clash between the Mitzvah and the Isur. There's just a din, almost of a din erva, without chayve krisus, possibly without chayve lavin either. And the question is, why is that? Now, it's a complicated question. I'm only quoting the language of Rav, which Tosis is working with on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Sota, Mishan Sota Da Beis Amud Aleph, says that a classic case of Sota, not the Vadai. The Gemara Yud Aleph Amud Aleph is what we call Sota Vadai. That means she betrayed her husband, and there are witnesses to that effect. There's no question about it. The Mishnah in Sota deals with the case of a Safek Sota, in somebody who was warned by her husband, right, not to behave suspiciously with someone else. That's Kinui, right? That was a warning. And then, nonetheless, she was involved Nistara, and there's a whole process of Sota, etc. So it isn't Vadai Sota, it's called Safek Sota. In that Gemara, the Gemara of Mishnah Sota Beis Amaral, it says that a Safek Sota is called Letzes Be'ena Misyavenes. I mean, there's an Isur Chalitza, the Mitzvah of Chalitza, but there's no Yibum. The Gemara has three or four different explanations on Haman based on Mamma Aleph, why that is so. So it's a little more complicated, but let's stick to Sota Vadai for the moment. The point is that you may have a shame erva without any of the clashes. And what Tosafot discusses here on Gimel and Beis is whether the same thing isn't true for what we call the Isur Boel, the other man. The other man who is involved in this act of betrayal is normally also prohibited to this woman. Can he, this is a slightly different case, if he's the Boel, right, he broke up somebody else's marriage. Now, this woman was originally married to a man, and this fellow Shimon was involved with this wife, right, and broke up that marriage. Now, there's a divorce, and she wants to remarry. Well, she can't marry Shimon because it's an Isur Boel, right? So she marries Shimon's brother, Reuven. Reuven dies without children, so now Shimon, the Boel, right, the marriage breaker, right, is now facing a Yavama candidate or Yibum candidate, right, with whom he has an Easter relationship with Boel. That's the Tosis that we discussed last week, the 2 days of Tosis. Why wouldn't you say about this case that there's a Ptura of Tzol? And that's what we talked about. But the point I'm trying to make is that we're trying to isolate. When we're examining cases where there's no yibum, we're trying to figure out whether the reasons are formal and legal and internal. Namely, it's just inappropriate to have this kind of ishus, even if you could justify it from the perspective of ase dochalos ase and so on. Right? Or it's just about the clash between the mitzvah and the iser. And Sarasota is a great example of that. Another great example which you talked about last week, which I want to just elaborate on a little bit more, because I mentioned something I thought I might as well just do it already now, and that is Nida. The Tosis on the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph says, why does the Mishnah only have 15 cases of erva that are excluded from Yivam and Chalitza and that have tzara, and which there's no tzaras erva either? Why shouldn't there be a 16th case, namely Nida? Now remember, what Nida is a tricky case, because Nida is chai bekrisis. If a woman is in a state of Nida, then she cannot be physically involved with the man, right? Whether it's her husband or anyone else, right? That's a chayve krisis. So Tosis wants to know if at the time of the misas habal, when her husband dies, she's a nida, why don't we say that at the moment of the beginning of the yibum, right, she was off limits in terms of yibum, and therefore there should be a rule based on the Gemara later on that says if at the time of the nefilah, right, there's no possibility to implement yibum, then we treat her like eshes ach, right, she yeshla banim. So why not say, oh, she's in a state of nida, you can't do yibum, end of story. So that's the Tosas here on the bottom, Beis Amud Aleph, the akos ishto. Tosas says, eila hakshos de nida ti aser liyavam. Why not ask, don't ask the question, that nida should be prohibited from yibum. Apal pisha matara achakach, even though she becomes tahora, right? She goes to, she waits out the period of nida, and then she goes to the mikvah, and she becomes tahora. Right, kemo achos ishta she'ein misyavemes afilu meisa ishta achrechein. After all, the we find a similar phenomenon. Right, one of the 15 is achos ishto. What's achos ishto? His wife's sister. Now the rule is that if the wife dies, then you can marry her sister. You just can't marry the sister at the same time you're married to the wife, or after divorce. As long as your former wife is alive, you're not allowed to marry her sister. But if she dies, then you're allowed to marry the sister. So, but we don't say, let's say it's exactly this case. At the time of the Misas Ha'ach, when the brother dies and Yibum begins, right, the woman in question, or one of the women in question, is Achos Ishto, his sister-in-law. Okay, so at this point there's going to be no yibum. Let's say a week later the wife dies, right, so there's no longer, and I heard that, there's no longer an obstacle, right? So why don't we say, oh well, right now she's a good candidate for yibum and chalitza, but we don't say that, right? We say that everything depends on shas nefilah. So if it depends on Shas Nefilah, even though later the situation could change and the problem could go away, what's the difference between that and Nida? Well, there seems to be a big difference, right? In one case, it's predictable, right? It's just a question of timing, it's biyado. In the other case, you know, it's a coincidence if it happens, it's really nothing to rely on, and it's a sea change, right? It's a new reality. The Nidas is, by definition, it's a dinim zman. The question is, does that matter? If all you really care about is the fact that, you know, either Yibum gets kicked off from the beginning or not, then as many as these distinctions are not going to impress you. So there are a lot of issues, you know, it's like everything else in Halacha, but, and even more so in Yivamos, it's complicated. There are a lot of factors here. Okay. So the Tosa says, again, one more time, Eila hachos tenida tiyasu liyavam. You shouldn't, don't ask the question, which means, you know, let's ask the question. You know, it'll explain why it isn't a question. And then, what's the question that you shouldn't ask? Nida should be prohibited for yibum. Ah, you'll say there's a remedy. Things change, right? Kamo, but with kamo achos ishto she'ein misyavemes afilu meiso ishto achrekein. We don't say that the reality changed and therefore now there's yibum and achos ishto when the sister dies. The low dummy, the achos isha b'sharayos, ha'isra omid ala yabam, tzvei mishar b'nei adam. Amal nida le kula oma asira, the Kulal Masira, period, for a moment. What's he saying? You can't compare these two things, but not for the reason that we would have thought, right, that I said before, which is, you know, one is predictable, it's not just predictable, it's, you know, by definition, it's just a matter of time, right? That's not the answer that he gives. The answer that he gives is when there's an Isra of Achos Ishto, it's a relationship problem, right? And that's what she's prohibited to you. She's not prohibited to everyone in the world. She's not prohibited to her husband because she's your sister-in-law, right? She's your sister-in-law. She's not your other brother's sister-in-law, necessarily. It's definitely not this Achos Ishto, right? So Tosa is saying an important yisod. Somehow the din of erva, which is excluded from Ibam and Chalitza, and which is poter tsaros, is dependent upon not the Iser to overcome, but the relationship, it being a relationship problem. Why? Doesn't explain why. This is what he says. Then he goes on to say, you know, further, other answers. Avonida l'kulam asir, ba'pilu b'nidasa, ma'ashem p'sachem perek elu devarim, de'bas yibamu. It also seems from the Gemara p'sachem that it's not a ironclad proof, as if you look at Tosfos p'sachem and you look at the Rashash here, not at all an ironclad proof. I'm not going to go into the Gemara right now, but Tosfos thinks at least that if a woman is in the state of Nida and he violates the Isur Kares in order to be miyabim her, that the Yibum is Chal. So it's not even true that Yibum isn't Chal at the moment. This is a second answer. But the first answer was, in Achanami there's no Yibum now, and normally a temporary delay is fatal. Except that the thing with Nida is that it's not about the relationship, it's about the Iser only. That's the first answer, Tosis. Then as Tosis goes on, they're saying, moreover, right, it isn't Ma'akev temporarily either. You're not allowed to do it, but if you did it, the Hebrew would be Chal right away. Unlike Achos Isha, for example. Then he goes on to explain. Explaining where he gets from this Gemara. The Gemara goes, Isha, Ishto Nida Baal, Baal Chayiv, Yevemto Nida Baal Potter. It's a certain issue of Karbanos there in the Gemara Pesach, which I don't want to get into. Parach Allah, Maishna Yevemto the Kavod Mitzvah, right? Mashma the Kavod. Ba'od Nira Lechalek, another answer. The Achos Isha Avabi Shemesa, Ishto achrachein shuvot tizarkei kliyibum kiv shenifter shahachas mishum shenemar drachel darchei Noah. Also fascinating. Kedamar b'yesh malzaros apilu heichad lo medachya behai beisa legamri kigun shei shachem acherim asur alazeh shemeisa ishto kedamar perek dalad achin kol yivam v'sheinu nikori b'vshas nefila yivam yavo aleha harei k'esh asach sheyesh lo banim v'asura v'einza darchei Noam, in Yeshul Yizdake Klaus, Shadiftar Amen. The short part of this is basically what he's saying is the problem of delaying in Yibum, and this is not at all obvious. If you look at the Tosi Shonim here on the spot, which will look at the Tosi Shonim Oz Dalin. He says, Inami Kimin Sheyeshla Heter Al Yede Tevila, Mikri Yavama Yavo Aleha. Avahani Elohim Heter. Different answer. This is the point. There's a Gemara, a couple of Gemaras in Yevamos that seem to say that, let's say, for example, a woman is pregnant when her husband dies. He doesn't leave any other children. Right? So since she was pregnant at that time, so let's say she loses the baby later on, or the child dies later on. So the Gemara says there's no Yibum. Because Drachel Darchei Noam, what you're going to do? You know, you're going to leave her in limbo, to wait to see. You know, right now there's no Yibum. Now, if there's never Yibum, Drachel Darchei Noam. It's a fascinating thing because Drachel Darchei Noam, you normally associate, it's a nice thing to do. This is a very important application. We're talking about Yibum here. Zika the Yibum. Drachel Darchei Noam. So Tosis goes even further. Right? Tosis says that the halacha of the Gemara later on, Kol Yibama Sheinu Nikari Babashas Nefila Yibama Yabo Aleha. According to this Dan Tosas, that din, that Yibum depends, that's a qualification for Yibum, depends on the moment of the Misa Sa'ach. That whole halacha, according to this Dan Tosas, is an extension of the idea of Derachea Darchei Noah. It's not fair to her to leave her in limbo to wait around. Since it's lo na'im, it's not Derachea Darchei Noam, right? Therefore, to make sense, the Tosfos Shonim isn't saying that. So Tosfos Shonim thinks that the din of Shas Nefila is a function of Mikri Yavam Yabo Alel. It's a din of the Zika, meaning the Zika is defined by the movement of the Yibum.
What's the rationale for Tzoros? Isn't that also for Rachel Adachin?
No.
The Yisuf of Tzoros?
No. As we've been discussing, it's, again, Rachel Adachin only refers to the fact that it's not right to make the person wait around. Right? So, well, you're not going to say this to this woman. Be in limbo just in case, you know, that's Rachel Adachin. That's nothing to do with Tzoros. The idea of Tzoros, as we've explained, is either the application of Eishes Hach in any situation where Yibum doesn't follow immediately, that you're not going to implement Yibum smoothly, then the whole Chiddush of Yibum, right, is neutralized by the fact that she's an Eishes Hach. Even the Tzara, that's the Tzara, meaning the Tzara is like, there's a group of wives. They're all equally Zekukin, right, the Omdos. The point is, if any one of them is not a good candidate, so that one, because of the Dinevei Shesach. What's the Dinevei Shesach? There's Dinevei Shesach on all of them. That's one way to explain Tzara. Or, the idea of Tzara is what I said the other day, which is, it's a kind of a stigma. But that's not Drachel Darchei Noah, meaning, it's like we're trying to safeguard the tznius of the household. So, if one of the wives was an Erva, you should stay away from that whole... It's his daughter's co-wife, his mother-in-law's co-wife. Yeah. So, but it isn't. But they're not quoting Drachel Darchei Noah for that. They're quoting it for that. But it's a big chiddush to say Drachel. Normally we think Drachel Darchei Noah. Kol Nisivos Seh Shalom. The Torah is merciful. The Torah is gracious. But to apply it to neutralizing the obligation of Yibum, which is such a basic and fundamental obligation that it overrides Ishsach, tells you how important Drachel Darchei Noam is. Anyways, so what Tosa is saying is, but Drachel Darchei Noam, he says, is never a problem for Nida. Because every husband and wife have the issue of Nida. Right? They always have to practice patience in the context of Nida. But that's not an undue delay. So, it's not proper to leave people in limbo. Right? That's what Tosa says. Tosa says, if you're talking about, Eishes Ach, the sister might die. Just like, she's pregnant, but maybe the child won't live. Right? That's a lack of Drachel Darchei Noam. Therefore, it depends on the moment of the Misas Ha'ach.
Nobody would...
Abal Nida, one second. Darchei Noam he... Isn't the din in Yibum and Yibama? It's the regular din of Baal and Ishto. So we can say that's a problem with Rachel Darchei Noam. That's according to this view in Tosas, that the only reason that we care about that moment is that's a big chiddush, and it's Rachel Darchei Noam. Whereas there I say the Tosas Shonim and others think it's a din in Yibama Yabalah. It's not Drachel Darchei Noam, but maybe we extend it sometimes to Drachel Darchei Noam because of Drachel Darchei. But the basic idea is a fundamental din in Yibum. Anyways.
But if Anita bends the way, I'm saying that Anita can be comparable to if a husband dies on Tisha B'Av. There's an easier Tashmi, she can't be Me'abim her or on Yom Kippur.
No, that the Mount Wurttemberg already asked the question. He says, if you're going to apply the standard, without uncritically, then you've knocked out Yibum completely. Why? Forget about Yom Kippur. Whenever the husband dies, the woman, the wife, is initially she's a no-name, or she's an avelus, right? So there's an iser. No one ever said that's a problem.
That's not
so, question is, where do you draw the line?
That's not easy, right?
Oh, really? What?
I didn't think.
I mean, that's a cloak. Okay. I mean, according to some Gemara in Mari Chatan.
Yeah. There is some suffix soda.
Yeah.
And the process didn't start and he dies.
Yeah.
So she would say, let's go through the process, and if she passes, then she should be.
You mean the hashka, the sota? We don't do it when he dies.
You just sell it.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, when it's a case of yivum, you know, the outcome could impact this year yivum or not.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. As far as I know, we never do hashka sota after he dies, because the whole purpose of it is to return her to her husband. So we don't follow through. Anyways, this is a very fascinating Tosis. What comes out of this Tosis? Yeah.
Tosis giving so many reasons why.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the reason that you originally cited, the difference between these lines?
Apparently, no one will deny that there's a difference. The question is it a legally significant or sufficient difference?
Has given us an array of lists.
Yeah. They don't like this one because they felt, apparently, that at least Tosis thinks that the Metzias of not being able to implement Gibum, Bishas Maisa, is more important than, you know, how long or why. Other Rishonim do give this answer. I mean, in a sense, Tosis Shanim is saying. Look at the Oz Dalet again. Inami kim sheish lo heter al yidei tzvila mikro yivam yom alaha. Avlahani eilem heter. That's what Tosis Shanim is giving that answer, pretty much. Anyways, what's interesting about Tosis, and I think your question is right, and it highlights it, is that Tosis is answering this question in a very technical way. But if you look at some of the other Rishonim, they see this question. That's what I wanted to highlight right away. I take the new Marba Kavos from tonight. I made allusion to this the other day, but I want to follow this because it's an interesting issue anyway. Just contrast this with Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar. Again, for Tosis, the question whether Nida is subject to Yibum is a question of, you know, what is the reason for the Shas Nefila, and you know, how do we apply? So again, first answer is, again, the connection to it being a relationship problem as opposed to Stam and Iser, that's a very important answer in Tosis. But even that, notice one word is missing that you might have expected in Tosis in one direction or another, and that's the word Erva. Right? Tosis doesn't tell you what he thinks about Nida being an Erva. Would the answers work if Nida was an Erva? Would it still work? Or the other direction, right? If Nida's not an Erva, you know, maybe that's all the answer that you need. It's fascinating that Tosis isn't working with that. Tosis is working with a formal category when he says that, oh, if it's a relationship problem, like Achos Isha, that's one thing. If it's Stamanis or not, because one could have said, well, it's Enas Edochalos HaSeshesh Mokaris. Well, that's a good reason why he can't do it right now, maybe. There's no Heter. Is that also a reason why, not only if there's no Heter, but that there's no kalos or chiyuv or shame, right? Yibum b'chalitza. That's the question. Tosis, you know, doesn't relate to that. It's about relationships as opposed to isurin. But the word erva, one way or another, doesn't appear in Tosis. What's fascinating is that some of the other Rishonim think it depends exactly on that, and particularly Rabbeinu Tam. So if you look at Rabbeinu Tam and say for Yashar.
Well, the
Oshkin
is a
Mamshid,
right?
Ah, okay. So even before we get to Rabbeinu Tam, let me talk about this for a minute. So Nida is a tricky situation when it comes to Erva, right? Why? On the one hand, in Parshas Achrimos, in the Parsha of Arayos, Nida is there, very prominent. In addition to that, it's Chai Vikrisos. Right? In addition to that, the Gemara later on, if you just look very quickly, Nun Dalid Omad Aleph. The Mishnah here on Nun Gimel Amud Beis tells you what is the definition of Znus or Erba or Maisabia, right? The Mishnah says Echad Hamara, Echad Gomer. Then they have be a Kedarka, be a Shalom Kedarka. Well, what is the Hagdara of physical relationship that is, you know, legally defines it, you know, for good or for bad, right? For yibum, for erva, etc. So the Gemara says, Echad ha-ma'ara, here on Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, the first wide line, Amar Ula, minayin lahara min ha-Torah, shenemar v'isha asher yishkav asa isha dava, referring to Nida, v'gilas ervasa es mekorah ha-ara, mikan lahara min ha-Torah, ashkecha Nida, shara rayos minayin. So the source for one of the definitions of Maisabiya, Hara, comes from Nida. And then the Gemara says, fine, that's Nida, but what about Shar Arayos? Shar meaning what? I mean, this is one too. So why would you distinguish? Nida is certain chumras, so maybe it's not a good, typical thing. Then if you turn the page on Nun Dalet Amud Beis for a minute, the Gemara has a different limud. Gemara says, "Elam Rav Yonah v'itema Rav Huna bered Rav Yeshua." This is five lines down from the top. Amar Kro ki kol asher yaseh mikol atoivol sa'elam v'nichasu anepashos ha'usos hukshu kol arayas kulam l'nida ma nida bahara af kol bahara. So that's a different limud. Why do we? That's we'll see in a second. A bit of time discusses that. So when it comes to Chayvei Krisus, it's Chayvei Krisus. It's in the Parsha of Arayos. The Dinim of Hara and other Shalok and Dark, all these things, the Gemara seems to be equating them all. Right? On the other hand, mostly in the other Arayos, there's usually no Tfisas Kedusha. The other Chayvei Krisus is no Tfisas Kedusha. Meaning if you marry, right, your daughter, right, to, you know, you have a big wedding, etc., it's achal, it's meaningless, right? Because she's kind of creases. Kedushin is not tofes. So, but that's not true about Nida. From the Kaddish Nida, the Gemara says later on, here it's on Mem Tes. Look at the Mishnah on Mem Tes on Bar Aleph for a minute. Mishnah is about Mamzer. So nor Mamzer is Michai according to not Rabbi Akiva, but according to everybody else, Mamzer is a product, a child produced in the context of an Isra of Chayvei Krisus. Or according to Rabbi Akiva, Chayvei Lav. Ezu Mamzer, kol she'er basar shu b'lo yavo di Rabbi Akiva. Shimra teimani omer kol she'chayav m'karis b'dei shamayim. Okay? That's the Mishnah. Excuse me. On the bottom of the Amud, the last line, Mem Tesam Aleph, omer abaya hakol modu b'bol anida, Bialasota Shein Avlad Mamzer Nida da Topsiba Kedushin Shinemro Tihi Nida Sa Lav Afilu Bishas Nida Sa Topsiba Kedushin. So here the Gemara says two things. The normal rule of Mamzer doesn't apply to Nida. The normal rule that Chayvei Krisus / Erva are not subject to Tfisas Kedushin doesn't apply to Nida. So we have mixed evidence. Right? There's the Parsha Nachrimos. There's the Gemara's limud for Maisabiya, right? There's a bunch of other things. And it's Chayvei Krisus. At the same time, Tfisas Kedushin, Mamzer, the Gemara says in Tmura, Daf Chavtes, that when it comes to the din of Esan Zona, which we're not going to go into the details of, but which normally applies to Erva, right? If a person is involved with an Erva, so the financial aspect, let's say, of that transaction is Isurei Mizbeach, is not allowed to be used for a carbon. However, the Gemara says it doesn't apply to Nida. And the Esna Nida, let's say, is not prohibited from the Mizbeach. We don't treat it like the rest of the Erva. So the question is, what's going on here? Now, last year when we talked about the second parak of Pesachim, we did the sugya of Bakol Misrapin Chutz Me'atzei Hashema. Did the sugya of Yeharik Val Yavar. Right? So I think we saw last year, I think we had the opportunity to see that the Ritva in Pesachim, on that daf of Heywood Beis, says that the din of Gilir, the three Averos, right, which are always Yeharik Val Yavar. Avodah Zarah, Gilir Arayos, Shechita Zavah. So, included Gilui Arayos says the Ritva is Nida. That's Chayvei Krisus, and it's in the Parsha of Erva. Other Rishonim disagree. And they say, well, there's no Tfisas Kedushin, there's no Mamzer, and so on. So we find that there's a debate about certain issues, there's agreement about others, but that the evidence is mixed. Now here it might matter a lot, because, right, the women who are excluded from Yibum mostly are Erva. And the Gemara said in Yud Aleph that Sara Sota is excluded because Tumaksim Ba Ke'erva. Right? That's what I'm saying. It's fascinating. The Tosis deals with this whole problem in a very different way, not mentioning the word Erva. Although the first answer of Tosis is saying, right, that only relationship problems are Mufka Mi'ibum, not Isurim per se. But the other answers of Tosis aren't saying that. And even the first answer, Mandakar Shimei, says nothing about Erva. We just don't know. Is that because it's Erva, but nonetheless, this is a further qualification? Or we don't care about Erva per se for Tosis? We just don't know. That's why it's so interesting to look at Rabbeinu Tam. So I'm going to try to show you very quickly that in my opinion there are three views about the Erva status of Nida. I'll tell you what they are first, and then I'll try to show you what I think, how we see this. There are three views, and according to some Rishonim, certainly Rabbeinu Tam, it could be consequential for Yiva. What are the three views? Well, given the evidence, as I mentioned it, there are three very appealing options. Right? There's mixed evidence. So one way to look at it is, Nida is an Erva, after all, the Parsha of the Torah, there's kind of Krisus, and so on. Ritva says it's Siharik Malyavor. What about the contrary evidence? Contrary evidence is an exception. Right? This exerts a kosev about Tvisas Kedushin and Mamzer, Neslan Zona. Maybe it's because those things don't depend on Erva at all. They're right, maybe they depend on you know, the fact that something is outside of marriage or a different kind of error, whatever it is, notwithstanding the evidence to the contrary, right, the parsha of the Torah is kobeya that nida is an error. That's one possibility. The other possibility is to say exactly the opposite. Right, even though it's chayvei krisus, even though, right, the Gemara quotes it when it talks about Hara and Shalokadarka and so on, right? Even though it's in the Parsha of Arayos, it's not Erva at all. It's an extreme Chamor Iser, right? But it's not Erva. The third option is, I think, one which Achronim point to as well, is to look at the evidence itself. So the evidence itself, one might say, as a Gavra Erva, right, as an Erva personality or as an Erva relationship, Nida doesn't qualify. What are you going to say? Nida's a Gavra Erva, right? Every time, it's back and forth. It's a Din and Zman and Tzvila, right? There's no Gavra Erva. The Maisa Bia of Nida is an act of Gilui Arayos, even without a Gavra Erva. So, for example, when the Gemara is interested in figuring out what is a Maisa Bia, so there they equate Nida and Shar Arayos because they're interested in the act of Arayos. Right? However, when the Gemara is interested in the shame Gavra Erva, which is maybe what's Koveya for Tzvisas Kedushin, for Mamzer, for Esnan Zona, right? So there we say Erva's not a Mamzer. That's exactly the chiluk. Okay. So the middle chiluk, the last point, I think, is what best explains the evidence. And then the question is, for example, when it comes to Yuhari Glayav or things of that sort, what does it depend on? The Shame Gavra Erva or the Maisa's Nus Shel Arayos? Similarly, with regard to Yibo, what does it depend on? If indeed it depends on Erva, depends on a personality of Erva, a relationship of Erva. Right? That could have been what Tosis meant, even though he doesn't say it. As opposed to, well, the act that you're going to do isn't just Chayvei Krisus, it's also Maisa Arayos. Right? Oh, what about the two extremes? The view that it's not Erva at all, even though it seems like it, or the view that it's totally Erva, even though some halachas seem not like it. So in my opinion, that's the machlokas between, that's a machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar and the Rambam. And I just want to document that very quickly. Okay. The first one is Sefer Yashar, Rabbeinu Tam. So there's a tshuva here. In the Chelek HaTshuva, the Sefer Yashar is Rabbeinu Tam's, where there are two parts to it. One is the Chelek HaKiddushim, the other is the Chelek HaTshuvos. So this is the Chelek HaTshuvos, and he has an exchange with Rabbeinu Ephraim. So he says, this is Rabbeinu Tam talking. Wow. You know, you couldn't want better than that. He's addressing the question. He had a debate with Rabbeinu Ephraim whether or not Nida is considered to be an Erva. He said, right, Mitok Tvarecha, Achi, Rabbeinu Ephraim. Not a literal brother, but a, you know, spiritual brother, I guess. Lamadnu ba'arba ta'osek, whatever. Vimal arbalo ashimecha. Fine. Play on Tanakh. Anu mefarshim. Ma ochos isham yucheda shi erva la fuke nida. It's all about our Mishnah. He's addressing the question that Tosus addressed. But Tosus addressed it in all sorts of interesting ways, by expanding Drochel Darchei Noam, right? By making other distinctions, as we just explained. The way that the Rabbeinu Tam answers the question is, Ma Achos Isha, the paradigm of being Mufka B'Yibum, is Achos Isha, the sister-in-law, the wife's sister, and she's an Erva, La Fuke Nida, who's not an Erva. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Apagav, what's the first question to ask when somebody says to you, Nida's not an Erva? What about the Parsha Nachremos? Listen to this. Apagav the Sibba el Isha benidas Dvasa bel Sikrav legalos. Eina Talmud kore Erva Ela Dolotalia Biyomi Utvila. Now this is a very important statement for, you know, not only for Nida, but I think personally this reflects a certain pattern in Rabbeinu Tam's view about Torah, the relationship between Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat, of which there are exceptions, but I think my impression is that this is more, you know, this is a typical Rabbeinu Tam idea. Rabbeinu Tam felt that the, you know, Lashona Mikra, right, is a basis for Droshas and Giluy Milsa. But not necessarily for the Lumbus, for the concept. So the fact that the Torah happens to call Nida and happens to include it in Parshas Erva doesn't impress Rabbeinu Tam. He says, yeah, that's what the Psukim say, but that's not what the Gemara, that's not what the Halacha thinks about Nida. After all, it's Toli Biyomi Utvila, which is his way of saying anything that you know, that's Omeid Lehishtanos, based on Yomi Utvila, cannot be Erva. Rabbeinu Tam seems to be saying here that Erva is a status in the Gavra. That's all it is. As a result, a Maisa Bia Be'erva is a result, is a Maisa Rayos. But there's no such thing as a Maisa Rayos without a Gavra Erva. And there's no Gavra Erva because it's totally Biyomi Utvila. Right? If all you have to do is do Tvila in the Mikvah and wait out a certain amount of days, then that's not a Gavra Erva. Okay. That's more impressive than the fact that it's in Parshas Achrimos. Why is it in Parshas Achrimos? In Parshas Achrimos, to teach you that there's Krisos, to teach you that you can use it as a limud for other things. It's the Giluy and Milsa. If what I'm saying is correct, it's important. Meaning, Rabbeinu Tam is telling you two things here. Number one, a very important thing about his perspective on Nida, which we'll continue to see in a minute. And number two, he's hinting at, I think, a broader perspective. There's some very interesting exchanges between Rabbeinu Tam, especially in the Tshuvas, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Meshulam. Everybody knows the famous Tosis and Shabbos, you know, about, you know, Neros Shabbos, you know, where you have to blow them out and, you know, and light them if they're already lit, you know, before Shabbos. That's one of his. There are a lot of interesting exchanges between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Meshulam, where Rabbeinu Meshulam brings rayas from the language of Psukim. And Rabbeinu Tam invariably, in Maya, Mikvah, says, well, you can't darshan Psukim that way. You know, if there's no Gemara that says that, you know, you're being medayik from the language of the Pasuk. It's an interesting question. Okay, anyways. So then the Rabbeinu Tam continues and says, V'chein ein dover sheb'erva pachas mishnayim, ein chezkas nida b'chlau v'lo svirasa. But we learned Gittin a couple of years ago. We learned this again at the beginning of Gittin. But the rule is that sometimes we say, ein dover sheb'erva pachas mishnayim. You want to prove something in the area of arayos, you need two witnesses. As opposed to Eid Echad, Neman, B'Yisurin. Right, where only, you need only one witness, and maybe not even a kosher witness. Right? Karov might be enough, and so on. Right? Now, One of the things where clearly an echadem and bisurim works is nida. So the Rebbeinu Tam says that's one of my proofs that it's not erba because ain't over shebeva pachas mishnayim. Now what's the answer to that? When we discussed it at the time, we noted, right, the issue is erba, or that's just the Gemara's way of saying when you're made on the status of someone, that's an echad bisurim. Who is he? What is he? How to identify him? When you're being made on a maisa ishus, like a gittin, a kiddushin, a maisa's nus, that's ain't over shemerah, pachas mishnayim. The issue isn't whether there's a shame erva. The issue is whether the edus on the identification of the person of the metzius, or it's an edus about a maisa, which is mechayev you. Clearly, Rabbeinu Tam is telling you that, in his opinion, right, eid echad or shnayim edim and dover shemerah depend on the presence of erva, not the distinction that I just made. That's a very interesting right. Teida. V'chiyot v'perakom v'lechadero kiddushin me'achos isha v'mematzino mefarish ma'achos isha v'chetesh yerba v'chiyot v'mekeshin Rav Yona. I read that before in the Dalar and Beis. Again, that hekesh of Rav Yona to kol toei bos, etc. Eina mazkir erba dein meshivin ala hekesh. The Rebbeinu Tam is diyukin in the Gemara that sometimes when the Gemara is interested in learning something where its status as erva is important, so then he quotes from Achos Isha. But if he's interested just in a hekesh, in the shivin al hekesh, even though the things don't have to be identical, then he'll learn from Nida, because Nida isn't an erva. That's how he explains you can learn hara. Ba'hu parech afilu Nida nami. Aval ha'ma matzinu mefarech ma'achos isha mi'chedeshi erva. Lo parech mi'nida ka. He's sensitive to that diuk because he's making this distinction. No tema. My tami yolif the mememetzino leilif meakeshid Rav Yona. Elakorchel mutenida dim kein lichtav letzur. Gabenida dekila gabi lo tikach ish alachosa. Like the member im kein lichtav lo yikach etolida. Kedemaksha ani the tofsi ba kiddushin. Now is where he quotes. How do I know Nida's not an erva? This tefisas kiddushin, right? The tema ani lama shalta al Rav Yuda v'chid Rav Yuda andita medrasha deresh v'chilton. Old parak mekeshin Rav Yona udvarecha the teisi nida v'shigas olchatos ando briyata d'zdonakares makarch bimuchedes sheyerva lo nakim pechti. Fine. The kol hechish da omer lechaber hoyisi nosin kan makarch lo tofsi b'kedushin v'lo toli biyomi utzvili ima yisi tzarech. Ach eni choshes lahaskir. I don't know what that is. Diver Rav Yoshua. Och ani mara lecha de lo diktakta b'reish v'chilton udrav yuda achi yisa kol yivam shenin ikar b'mshas l'pilo yivam yohaleha. Machmas Isra Adoche Yibu Mare Hik Eishes Apsho Shabanim Sho Isra Adoche Yibu Teda the Bedina Abal Yivemto the Gemara just read the Kol Atzmo Minida Lo Kamar Miuchedo Shiyerba Kida Kamar Bo Mele Chabero Afagam Tamudo Kamar Le Travayu and so on. You can basically see what's going on here and then just look at the last line Afagnida Yesh Lahefer Kol Shasha Tabeles Im Hayim Eis Achiv Vein Adoma Le Shem Erba Ein Shem Erba Le Yoma. So Rabbeinu Tam basically says, I'm impressed with the evidence that Nida is an exception and it's not Erva. When the Pasuk calls it Erva, it's Chayiv Krisus, fine, very good. But there, Eidom Shem Erva Pachs Mishnayim doesn't apply. There is Tvila, right? If he wanted to quote Tosas, he could have said, it's a relationship that applies to a husband and a wife. It's not a relationship problem. Right, there are several things he could have. It's interesting. Tosfos Yeshanim quotes the fact that there's Tvila and Yomi to establish the difference between Achos Isha and Nida in terms of waiting. Rabbeinu Tam quotes it to prove that what? There's no shame error. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Contrast the Rabbeinu Tam with the Rambam, and it's a little adama. Without proving it, but we've done this in the past. In my opinion, the Rambam is hyper sensitive to the language of Psukim. Again, Torah Shabbat Peh always trumps Torah Shabbat Ksav, meaning the halacha is the halacha. But in my opinion, the Rambam is enormously impressed with the formulation of Torah Shabbat Ksav in terms of alumnus. That's why he'll sometimes switch drashos. We'll get to that. If we don't get to it today, we'll get to it next week. The Rambam's whole doctrine of Dibur Sofrim, right, which is something in between something which you, you know, learn out from drasha as opposed to learning out Mefurish Bakra, I think is based on this notion. So I think this is just a great example, this question of how you relate to Nida and Erba, of this broader Machlokas. Anyways, why do I say this in the Rambam? Let's see how the Rambam... The Rambam doesn't talk about the Yibum aspect. You wouldn't expect him to. It's a question. There is a Tosfos in Peretz that seems to say that really there is no Yibum for Nida, which is shocking. And he's just trying to explain why it's not in the Mishnah. Everybody else, it seems obvious that, you know, they're trying to explain why Nida is still subject to Yibum. But it is. So in the Rambam, you're not going to find the question. The Rambam is not writing a parish on the Gemara here. Right? So there's no Vimtom or Vyei Shlomar. That we're not going to find in the Rambam. What we could do in the Rambam is just look and see how he formulates Nida in different places. And what I'm going to try to show you is that even every place, Dafka, every place where there's an exception, that is whether the Din Erva is not being applied to Nida, the Rambam goes out of his way to say Apopi She'ervahi, which you certainly wouldn't do if you held like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is saying about all these exceptions, they prove that Nida is not really Erva. The Rambam, every time he comes to an exception, and once, if it's once, it's fine. If it's five times, it's more than a cumulative pattern, right? Meaning, the Rambam, you know, the thing he does protests too much, but for the Rambam, the point is, don't be misled by the exceptions. Nida is Erva, despite the exceptions. But just look at it. And number one is repetition, and number two, there's at least two examples where, despite being an exception to Erva, the Rambam reflects a certain reticence about moving forward in Nida. And I suspect, although I can't prove it, that it's because, for him, it remains Erva. Okay, that's what we're looking for. Let's see it. So the... number one. Let's skip the first two. Let's go to, he'll call this Isha's Perek Dalet Halacha Yudais. This is talking about Tfisas Kedusha. Everybody have that? Perek Dalet Halacha Yudais? Hamakadish Achas Min Arayos Lo Asa Klum. Right, if you try to marry an Erva, you've done nothing. Why? Shein Kedushin Tosin Be'erva. Chutz Min Anida Shamekadish Es Anida Arezu Mekudesh Es Kedushin Gemurin Ve'ein Roi La'asos Chayim. This is a fascinating Rambam. Right? Number one, it's under the rubric of Mekadish Achas Min Arayos. Nida is an exception to Mekadish Achas Min Arayos La'asaklum. Right? Rabbeinu Tam wouldn't have said it that way. He would have said on the contrary. The fact that he does say it. He says it's Tfisas Kedushin that proves it's not an Erva. Ram says Mekadosh and Erva is no good, with one exception, Nida. It's particularly fascinating because the Gemara doesn't say anything about Kedushin not being Tofes Be'erva. The Gemara says Kedushin is not Tofes Be'chai Be'krisos, and then the exception is Nida. The Rambam made it into a din of Erva even when he didn't have to, even when he was explaining the exception of Nida. But even more fascinating than that is the final three words. The ein, or four. The ein roi lasos kein. Now, that doesn't appear in any Gemara. Why ein roi lasos kein? So all the mefarshim of the Rambam that I'm aware of say because when you're mekadesh yishu bekesef or betamas, so there could be kirub basar. Right? So it's better not to be mekadesh when she's a nida, even though the kedusha will be fine. Is that what the Rambam is really talking about here in Perek Dalet Hilchos Ishus? I mean, the Mesorshim say it. The ones who talk about it, that's all what they say. I personally don't believe it. I think, because the Rambam felt, right, that this remains Erva, even though Kedushin is not Tofes, the Rambam says, it's Chal, but Hedroi Lasos. It's an echo of it being Erva. Now, if that's true, what I'm saying, that's an amazing sheet, because there's no Gemara that says this, as far as I know, anywhere. I don't think it's the Yerushalmi either that says Ein Roi Lasos Chayim. So if it's not based on Kiruv Basar, it's based really on kind of an acknowledgement that even though it's Chal, it remains Erva, that's an amazing idea. Similarly, The Rambam, next one. Perigdal halacha alef nukas isuribia. Hanid. Oh, okay. Before I get to that, having said that, let me go back to the previous Rambams. The Rambam of all Rishonim is most famous and most extreme for having the view that chupas nida is a problem. Why? Per se, it has nothing to do with this. The Rambam Shita is that chupah has to be ru'uya labiyah. And chupas nida, since it's not ru'uya labiyah, because she's a surah lo, bekares, so chupas nida is a problem. But I just think it's interesting that it's not so simple in the Rambam here either. Rambam says, number one, he's of all the Rishonim one who has this view. Is that a coincidence, considering that he also thinks that Nida is Erva? So the Rambam says, Lo tinase Nida perek yud halacha, I'm sorry, perek yud halacha beis, kim shenichsa arusa l'kupa rezum teres lava alaam b'kalei shiirtza, arish lo gemura l'chol davar, u'mishdikanis l'kupa nekras l'suah apapish lo nivela v'lusha tia ruli l'bivot. Avodim ha'is ha'nida, apapish shenichsa l'kupa v'nisiach edima, lo gomru ha'nisuin, arei karusa adayim. I'm just wondering, is this a coincidence? Now, the Rambam here does something very fascinating. On the one hand, he has this chumrah that among Rishonim is very unusual. And number two, he also, at the same time, moderates it a little bit. So what he ended up doing, why do I say that? He says, lo gomru on his suit. Right? Doesn't say that the suit is not chal at all. He says, already ke arusa dayim, with the kapadimir. Why do I emphasize that? Because the next halach above, the Rambam has a chiddush that the Mi'iri disagrees with. Velo tinase nida achet tahara, he repeats, you shouldn't do nesuin chupa until she's tahar. The ein levarchin birchas chasanim achet tahara, im over naso birach ein achozim levarich. If you make birchas nesuin, not birchas erusin, birchas nesuin, and she's a nida, you shouldn't do that, but it's not bracha levatala. Miri says it should be a bracha levatala, according to the Rambam. I don't understand why not. She's in a rilabia, and the chupa is nothing. So, I mean, if a week later, you don't, when have the real chuppah, why shouldn't you make the brachos? What impact? But if it's lo gamru and harei kearusa, so what happened in the Rambam is two things happen at the same time, right? When it comes to erusin, the Rambam insists that even though this tisas kedushin, it's an exception, but she remains in an erva, and then he adds the words eneroi lasos kei, right? When it came to chuppah, the Rambam is v'rishon. Again, it was machmir. I'm just wondering, only because he requires ruyah labiyah, or one of the reasons it requires ruyah labiyah, and he mentions nida in particular, is because, you know, pasnish to, you know, to have nisuin for an erva. Right? But, not ad kedek, but, you know, because he's a little uncomfortable with it, he doesn't think it's a bracha labatala exactly, lo gamru on nisuin. Let's continue. Now take a look at Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. Here the Ram speaks about the Hagdara, the definition of Maisa Znus, or Maisa Bia. Hanida Harehi Kishar Kalar Rai. Just say the din. Right? But every time he has to say it. Haba'arabah Ben Kadaka and Shlokan Archive Kar, Safi Isa Katana. Right? He just can't say the din. He just says Harehi Kishar Kal Harai. Next Halacha. Again, these are not obviously written one next to the other. They're all over, they're strewn all over, you know, Yalach HaZaka. Perkez Vav Hukosi Surebiya. I'm putting this together. Ezu Mamzer Omer Batorah. Again, we know that the, right, that's the Mishnah of the Gemara that I mentioned before. Nida is an exception. It's a Chai B'Krisos where there's no Mamzerus. Ezu Mamzer Omer Batorah. So again, the Mishnah that we read before speaks about Chai B'Krisos. The Rambam says, Zaba Me'erva mina rayos. Makes it into an erva alacha. Chutz mina nida, shaben mimenu pagum ve'eno mamzer. Again, once you make him perfect, like Rabbeinu Tam would have said, well, the fact that there's a mamzer proves it's not an erva. What does Rambam say? It's an erva, but there's one exception in erva, namely nida. But then he adds, shaben mimena pagum ve'eno mamzer. Right, what does that even mean? So then also came to have this big discussion. Pogum means what? So pasal kuna. Pogum means yuchsin. In Sefer Mitzvos he says Aval Einamamzer, by Nida, he says, Aval Ben Nidahi, Ben Nidahu. That's even more, like, what does that mean? Meaning, even as the Rambam is emphasizing, don't think that it's an exception because it's not Erva, it's an exception within Erva, what he's doing in each case is, you know, supplying a little bit of Erva, notwithstanding the exception. And once again, when it comes to Zona, the Rambam says Zona doesn't depend on Erva. Zona depends on being involved with someone with whom you have a potential issue, could have a potential issues relationship, mostly. A Jew, non-Jew, etc. Obasi Sol Shinivala Alam Shia Surloli Nase, Isar Hashabala Kol, O Shinivala Kolol, Ampishim Terasi Nase, Love the Exception. The fik hundred vas the hey mouth of a sheet of skill and nasa zona for this of the kunash or nibble yoga. The bala nida apple pishi bakare so nasa zona bla nips of the kuna. Sharena asurli nasa lo. Right? What the Rambam doesn't say here is, well, it's not erva anyway. Right? Because it is erva. The Rambam wants to, the only reason that it's not kobeh regarding zona for kahuna is because that has nothing to do with erva. That has to do with a totally different hagdara, which will be important for something else that we're going to get to later on. Okay. Look at Yud Tes Hei. Koin Abola Erva Ben Arayos. Once again, Chutz Minida. Right? Zona. So once again, even as he's telling you Chutz Minida, it's Chutz Minida despite the fact of being Erva. Look at Perek Chapala Palach Aleph. This is the idea of Kiruv, we call Kibuk Venishuk, Derech Barim, Palaba ala Erba min Arayos, Derech Barim, Oshachabak min Nashak, Derech Taiba Venena Bekiruv Basar, is a Lokim in Torah, Shenemar, and so on. Okay? So once again, this is a din in Erba min Arayos. And if you look at Halacha Dalid, Umutala Adam Lahabi Bishto Kishihinida, Apapi, Shehi Erba. Once again, he cannot say, right, he can't ever have the express the exception without making it clear that it's an exception that doesn't take it out of the rule. Yisroi Mizbeach, which is Esnan, the Gemara in Tzimur that I mentioned before. Once again, Kol Sheyesh Bo Shem Lavod Azara Leyasem Lechas HaKodesh Avi Shemutim Hanaf Ezu Esnan Ha'omer Lezona, right, a person goes to a zona. Heilach dover zed b'scharecha. Echad zarekutis or shifcho Yisraelis shei o Yisraelis shei erba lav. If it's Yisraelis, it's got to be in the erba category. O mechay b'lav. Aval apnuya filo hayakoyin esnena mutar v'chein ishto nida esnena mutar. Once again, apu bishi erba. Now remember, this is all over the Alachazaka. If you put them on the same page, you know, it's whatever, but you have to put them on the same page. Okay. The point I'm trying to make is, in my opinion, the Rambam is the exact opposite of Rav Eitan. And the reason is because in Parshas Arayos, in Achrimos. And it wouldn't be the first time that the Rambam was enormously impressed with the Torah Shebichsav's formulation, notwithstanding the exceptions, and then it just makes for a more nuanced position. Okay, good. Now let's move on. So what comes out of this whole analysis, yeah.
Understand
most of the Rambam regarding the suit.
Why
would Abbey's Kedushin should the Isha Nida be considered an Erevah? Well, what he's saying is she is an Erevah. So what he's saying is the Einaroy Lasa Schein is the Kiddush. He's saying, you know, even though Kedushin is Topes in this Erevah, it's the one Erevah where Kedushin is Topes, Einaroy Lasa Schein.
No. Again, I'm just finding it difficult to understand why he classifies her.
But he does everywhere, because she's a part of Arayos.
The other ones are all on the suing. They're all involved in basically a Maisa Biyula in one way or another.
What other one? I'm not sure. I'm not following this.
All the other examples that you're giving are talking about Mamzerus, about
oh, I see.
Right? Here, there's no
Right, it's a status.
And right.
But he starts off with that saying. But remember that the Rambam.
But when the Nisuim will take place, she may not will. She may well not be a Nida. And there certainly would be nothing wrong at that point.
No, he's talking about the Arison.
Pardon?
He's talking about the Arison.
Yes, that's what I'm.
That's what's a much bigger Kiddush.
Yeah.
No, on the contrary, because for the Rambam, it isn't just about a Maisa Gilei Arayos. It's about a Gavra Erva. The Rambam always says Erva Menayar, Erva Menayarayos. He's always speaking about the Gavra. Even when he's talking about a physical relationship, right? The emphasis is who's the physical relationship with? A Gavra Erva. What I was saying before was, if you want to navigate the evidence, right, the most precisely. You might say, and it makes a lot of sense logically, she's not a Gavra Erva, but there's a Maisa Gilei Arayos here. Right? But what I'm saying to you is that both Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam reject that distinction. They think that one depends on the other, just that their conclusion is opposite. Rabbeinu Tam thinks, you know, one depends on the other, and therefore since there's no Gavra Erva, there's no Gilei Arayos as a Maisa either. Right? And the Rambam thinks that since, you know, there is a Maisa Gilei Arayos, there's Krisus, there's all these other things, so it must be that it's Erva Menayar Arayos. So therefore it can apply it even to Kedushin, even though the Kedushin is... But it's still Pasnish to do Erusin with an Erva, even if it's Chal. Why is it? I don't know, but that's what he says. Yeah, unless you say the other chat.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with that, what he says. I'm just finding it strange.
Well, I don't find it strange at all once you... Again, every time, it's always saying Erva Menayar Arayos, right? Whether it's Chibuk or every time it's always a Gavra. I think it's totally consistent. Okay.
Why is Achos Ishto considered a Gavra Erva? She can become Mutter later?
Because when she becomes Mutter, again, only if the sister dies.
Okay. So she can't.
So you might say at that point there's no shame.
It changes.
Right, so as you said, that's like we were saying before. I mean, if you want to take the extreme, you could say, once the sister dies, she's no longer Achos Ishto. As long as she's Achos Ishto, she's, you know, forever legame. Maybe even as a grusha. I mean, when you would divorce the wife, she's still Achos Ishto. Maybe she's not Achos Ishto once there is no Ishto.
Right.
That would be the most extreme way to say it.
How do you know she's in need of a shasmisa sambal? How do you know?
Oh, you're asking the Tosis' question.
Yeah.
Let's say we knew. Let's say she was. Let's say everybody knew.
She declared.
Okay, well, and we believe her. Ed Echadem Bissur.
Right.
The Safra.
May have said that to be. Oh,
what? Well, let's say there's evidence. Let's say there's. I mean, we believe. Ed Echadem Bissur. We always believe her. Indeed. That's one of the things I mentioned. That's the Gemara in a number of places. But if you didn't like, let's say you wanted to wait him. Let's say there's no doubt. But we're just saying, it doesn't matter. Tosfos Ben Parrot seems to be the exception. Because on Daf Tes. Tosfos Ben Parrot's on Daf Tes. Okay. But what comes out of all of this is, that some Rishonim will tell you that Nida is an Erva, right? The Afal Pikein, there's Yibum. Right, even though it's an Erva, and even though this Chai decreases, because still not Dumi Dachos Isha, or the other answers to Tosfos. Other will say, like Rabbeinu Tam was saying, I don't care about the Chai decreases part. I only care about the Erva, but she's not an Erva. That's the reason.
Didn't
right?
You make him wait 3 months anyway?
Yes, so that's part of the other question. I mentioned Ron Rutenberg's question about Aninus and Avelus. And the Chacham Tziv, the Simon Aleph and the Chacham Tziv, first Tshuva. About this topic too. So I think the Chacham Tzvi, I don't remember if Mar Rutenberg also does, but they also ask about Havchana. But it's not to Dindra Rabban.
Right, we understand that.
So, but the question is, so what? But you still can't do it. But that's what I'm saying. You were saying, these are Pasha Shemitah is not so obviously Drabban. That could be Daraisa. But the answer could be that you distinguish between Drabban and Daraisa. But, right, they ask from Havchana too. I mean, the people who ask those questions, like if you're going to be very literal about the, and you don't care why, you only care that, so what about Avchana? But, you know, it's a bigger question if it's a Doraisa.
So according to the Rambam, according to the way this ends, in that particular case, if you happen to be a Nida, he'd be in favor of Kalita as opposed to
Nida. Say that again. So I'm not to take any stand. No, meaning everybody agrees.
And if you follow his logic, she's a Nita Katan. What do you say? The Amber Lazos
cat. But that's a Kedusha. I mean, everybody agrees that there's a Chi of Kedushas and you can't. No, you just wait. Or wait.
But is it. His whole point is he's determining
the
status of the time
he says, ah. No. The questions of Balei Tosus is, if in general, based on the Gemara Daf Lamed and Chav Zayin and Achos Isha, that everything depends on the critical moment of the Nisa, if that's true across the board and there are no exceptions, so then you should be in trouble.
Or to Chalitza.
That's a debate too. Reb Chaim thought that Tosus's question was only about Yibum and not about Chalitza. The Pashtus, it's about Yibum and Chalitza and even Tzara. Especially if you think it's you're asking. Tosus doesn't say it should be in the Mishnah. The Rebbe Peretz says it should be in the Mishnah. So then it's about Yibum and Chalitza and Tzara. Reb Chaim thought it was such a difficult question. He said, at least they're only asking about Yibum. They're not asking about Chalitza and Tzara. It's not the simple pshat of Tosus, though. But all I'm saying is, L'halacha, we're all saying, except for that Tosus Rebbe Peretz, which says, oh yeah, it's on the Mishnah for this reason. What do you mean it's on the Mishnah for this reason? But it's true. Wow. It's also a nightmare. I mean, as you say, how do you ever know? And not only that, let's say you have multiple wives.
Right.
So then the likelihood of there ever being any Yibum the Chalitza is so low. It's just crazy because... I'm talking about the Petur Tzara, correct. So if we're Tulsa Medi Parents, aside from being a Tulsa since we get Mar Msachim, But Lahalacha, aside from that Tulsa Medi Parents, which is Tamua the Oser, it's just a question of why is it wrong? Everybody agrees it's wrong. I mean, everybody agrees that you wait. The Gemar Msachim, the way they're interpreting it, says that and if you didn't wait, maybe the evil would be Chal. That's a second question. Would it be Chal if you're over the Isur Kares? But that you should wait, and then you have the option of Yibum and Chalitza to answer your question.
Well, it's interesting. Assuming it's Chal, so why should Yibum be done?
Say it again?
Assuming it's Chal on a Nida.
Well, not according to the Rambam. I mean, again, with Mogamar, anyway.
Right, right.
But, you know, that's a question. Is it the sin? Which is it like? Is it more like Erison or like the Nisu? Hopefully, we'll get to that towards the a little later in the year also. Okay, just give me, I think we have 2 or 3 more minutes, so let me just, what we've done is basically try to split once again between the kares. Here's a kares, maybe without a shem erva, right? Or there is a shem erva, depending on the various rishon. So that's similar to the problem, or opposite of the problem, depending on how you understand it, of sota, which is chayvei lava, not krisos, but tumaksiv b'k'erva. So in one case you have kares without erva, according to Benetam Tzefer Yashar, nida. In the other case you have erva without kares. Right? That's the case of sota.
But the tumma would not apply to nida. Tumaksiv b'k'erva.
So there are some achronim who ask that question. The pashtus nida is metame.
Right.
But it's not that the tumasa. So, but that really refers to real tuma, like in Hilchos, tumas mishkav Moshe. So I think somebody asked, like, one of the Achronim asked that question. But it's like it's different. Here we're saying there's no real tuma. The tuma here refers to the Surabia part. There it refers to the mishkav Moshe part. You know, the Sefer Taras part. Okay. So that's what we were trying to contend with. Now the other example is Eishas Achiv Me'imo. I just mentioned that Eishas Achiv Me'imo. Tosa says, you see the big Tosa on Beis Amin Aleph. Tosa says Mashma Achiv Be Eishas Achiv Me'imo Yesh Bakares the Bechayv Yilavim Sover Kana the Masis and the Kolet says. Right, one of the cases of one of the 15 of the Mishnah is Eishas Achiv, his brother's wife Me'imo, but from his mother. The Yibum is only the brother's wife from his brother from his father. Right? So the point is, let's say the brother, his brother's wife from his father is also his brother's wife from his mother. Right? A different brother, right, who died already, and so on. Right? One of these complicated cases. So that's one of the 15 Erevas in the Mishnah. And that's not subject to Yibum, so that's an Erva. So Tosa says, it seems from this Mishnah that Eshes Achiv Meimo, that relationship is Kares. The Bechai B'Lavin, Sarver Tanah D'Masis and Chaletzes. If it was only Chai B'Lavin, then there should at least be Chalitza, there shouldn't be Tzara. Kintam B'Perek Beis, Yisav Mitzvah, Yisav Kedusha, Chaletzes, Someone Sev Emes, Ubehed Yitanya B'Gemara, Machos Yisham B'Yuchedashi, Erva B'Chai B'Lavin, Zdona Kares, B'Hikshar B'Ein Shmuel, the B'Torah's Kohen, in Mashma, She'en B'Kares. The Ketoni Hassan, Yisra Shay Yikakas, Eishas, Be'eishas, Orchid Me'ovva, Kasu Medamer. I don't read the whole long Tosas for a moment, but basically Tosas says, if you look at the simple reading of the Sifra, the impression you get is, and it's interesting in its own right, that Eishas Achiv Me'im, as opposed to Eishas Achiv Me'aviv, the difference isn't only Yibum. The difference also is that there's a lab but no Kares. But then Tosas says, how could that be? How could it be in our Mishnah if there's a lab and no Kares? So Tosas ends up saying, it can't be, even though it sounds that way in the Sifra. Right? We mean something else. We mean there's no, it's not, there's a difference between Kares and Ariri. Kares means you die early. Ariri means you die without children. Rashi equates Kares and Ariri. That's the end, whole end of Tosis about what is Kares, what is Misa B'nei Shemayim, and what is Ariri. If you look at the Rabban Al Torah, also has a long discussion about this. Tosi Shanim here. An interesting question. That's what Tosi ends up with. But, in light of our discussions, is it possible that there's a... It's a kasha from the Gemara. Fine. But if this could be another case. Eishes Achiv Me'imo could be another case of no Kares. Why is it in the list here?
Erva.
It's in the parsha. It isn't the parsha of Arayos, right? Like Sota, the opposite of Nida. Nida does Kares, but according to Benitam, there's no Erva. Okay. Anyways, next week we're going to continue with the Gemara here on Gimel Amud Beis, because that's what we're up to. I just went back to fill in the picture where the Gemara says, "We know immediately. How do you know that Erva is excluded from Yibum?" Then we'll see the source also for Tzara and Tzara's Tzara, and we'll get to the heart of the Yasei Dechalos Asei question.